Proverbs 8:13, Mishlei Perchet, Pasuk Yod Gimel. Yirat Adonai, the fear of the Lord, is senot ra, to hate or abhor that which is evil. Ge'ah ve'ga'on, I hate pride and boasting, v'derech ra, and the way of evil or the way of the wicked. Yirat Adonai senot ra, ge'ah ve'ga'on v'derech ra. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and boasting in the way of the wicked. Contrary to the vain philosophy of this fallen world, the essence of love hates what is evil, just as it's hateful to be tolerant of what's wicked. Followers of Yeshua must love the truth and abhor the lie. Tolerating sin in a world ripe for judgment is a tacit form of collaboration with the enemy. Indeed, the only thing regarded as intolerable in the devil's world is the objection that people have the supposed liberty to sin. But the Lord is clear on this point. Those who call evil good and good evil are subject to divine wrath and judgment. Therefore, we are told, Ohavei Adonai sin ura. You who love the Lord, hate what is evil, in Psalm 97, verse 10. Yes, we're to hate what's evil and love what's good. As it says in Amos 5:15, hate the evil, love the good, establish justice in the city. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. And by the way, we hate what is evil because it is self-destructive. It brings harm to the self and to others. It's a violation of the deepest meaning of Torah, the principle of love that builds up and heals. The connection between loving God and hating evil is not just an Old Testament quote-unquote idea, but is repeated in the New Testament, where it's written, let your love be genuine, that is, without a mask on. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. That's Romans 12, verse 9. If we truly love the Lord, let us walk in the awe of His great name by hating our own sin and by abhorring what is evil. And may God give us courage to stand for His truth in the midst of this crooked and perverse generation. Amen.